Hey guys, this is Bill Cavanaugh from the Pacific Queen. It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm just looking at the weather forecast for the next 5 days, and it's improved from what it was forecasted a couple days ago, as well as even yesterday. This weather seems like it's backed off considerably here today. We're going to be out on a trip tonight. It's going for sure. I think we're up to like 15 reservations is all, but we're going to be out there fishing albacore tomorrow. I talked with Michelle Raleigh, who commercial fishes fly meals out of Morro Bay, and she was 12 miles off the beach this morning and said she had flat, calm weather. So we got good weather forecasted here for the next 5 days. We're going to be running every single one of these 5 days coming up, starting tonight, fishing Thursday. So if anybody wants to get on board this trip tonight, fishing albacore, 805-595-7200. Is the phone number of Patriot Sport Fishing. Chris is in the shop along with Roger here this afternoon. Just give him a call if you want to get on board or on any of these other trips coming up this week. And we've actually had quite a bit of response for our upcoming sportfishingreport.com 2-day trip here out of Avila Beach. And that trip is coming up on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of October. 2nd and 3rd, Saturday, Sunday, departing Friday. We have it as a 2-day trip. I got together with Chad about a month ago and told him that if we do bring the boat up to the Central Coast, that we should do a 2-day trip. And kind of told him the reasons why, and he was all for it. He's like, absolutely, yeah, let's do that. So we set it up kind of not really knowing what was going to happen with albacore up here this fall, but, you know, we're pleasantly surprised that we're on albacore. And that trip is a 2-day trip. As it stands right now, and I'm sure this is what is going to happen, you know, we're going to feel it out as the trip comes up. And if there's albacore to catch and we have decent water for it, we're probably going to be fishing out. Well, we are. If that situation arises, we're going to be fishing albacore for 2 days. If, you know, we have a situation where, you know, the weather might be up offshore or we're just completely off fish or something like that, we have the option to fish rockfish for a day. So either way, we're just going to go fishing. I mean, there's a few different variables, obviously, and we're just, you know, we're going to go fishing for a couple days. Best case scenario, we're on albacore and flat, calm weather for 2 days. If we have to, we can always tuck into the beach and, you know, sample some of this tremendous shallow water rock fishing that is to be had up here on the Central Coast. So that's what we're going to be doing, and I can't express to you how many inquiries we've had on this trip already. We have this trip priced at $300. It's 2 days. It's over a weekend. It's a pretty good deal, to say the least. So anyhow, if anybody wants to have any more information about that, they can either email or call Sport Fishing Report, talk to one of the guys in the office there, and they can give you more information on that trip. But that is an exciting trip that we have coming up on the horizon, a 2-day sportfishingreport.com trip. Hopefully Chad's going to be on it. If not, Edgar, we'll take a bunch of pictures, do a nice little write-up, and anyhow, it's going to be a good time. So that's about it. We're excited about tonight. We have a beautiful load of bait. We got bait off the bait hauler this morning. I called him up last night and said, hey, we're fishing. I want some bait. I want you to, you know, hopefully you can make a set early this morning. And he did. And, you know, luckily for us, he made a light set. He didn't get a big, giant, brimming set full, which tends to kind of knock the scales off the anchovy. He got a fairly light set, so he made a light set this morning, the first light. He came up to the boat. We loaded it from his tanks to our tanks, and it's a really bitchin' load of anchovies. So we handled it very well, and I'm going to try to get this anchovy to get all cured out on board so we have some really good, hearty bait. But it's good-sized hook bait in this load that we got this morning. I'm very impressed with it. Any bigger, and it'd be too big, in my opinion. It's perfect. You know, number two, number one, even as big as number one on live bait hook size anchovy, it's like four to five and a half inch anchovy as far as the hook baits go. 25, 30 pound line, you could probably get away with fishing 40 pound if the stuff's up and biting good. So that's the bait we have on board. We're going to have that bait most likely for the rest of the week. And that's it. We're out tonight. Very excited. And we have good weather forecasted for the next 5 days. So I think that's it. That's all my report. And I will check in tomorrow morning once we get on some fish with a report at that time. So we're out.